Hello, 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 hello.
Like you're grabbing another beer,
is that good? Can you hear yourself? Can you hear me?
Yes. Have another beer.
Hey, that's a good setup. I like the sideways thing you did there.
Yeah. See? It's not so it's not so high.
Right.
One, two, check. One, two. Tighten it up. There's so many
This is our first one with all four new mics.
Titans things. Oh, it is, isn't it? So this shouldn't be on full level?
You're fine. Why don't you keep it at full level? Could you generally have it at full level?
You're fine, yeah.
Then you're just fine. It's fine, because I can control it now.
You're fine.
How did the mic sound?
You're going to sound gorgeous.
Can you guys all kind of lean in?
This soft, velvety voice.
Taking pictures, promo pictures. This New York Post is here. Little Nora Jones knows Jeff Ferbert's in the house.
I wonder if it, can anyone, I mean, we can hear that, but do you think that gets picked up on the mics, the little yelps?
I hope so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I wonder if they're talking to other dogs and we don't.
We should have a puppy mic. Well, we don't have to do that, but yeah.
Puppy
we should have a mic out there for them we're
ladies. What's your opinion?
Oh, but they'd have to get a monitor for it. We'd have to. So
is that too tall for you, short stuff?
No, I'm okay.
You want to switch me?
No.
Well, and the problem is you're up an inch now too from this.
Oh, that's
sorry.
True. I'm okay. It makes me sit up straight. See, look at me.
Great posture.
Thanks. You know you're supposed to tuck your tailbone.
Tuck it.
Did you know that? Does that sound right? That
sounds horrible.
I know. You don't. They say they call it mall girl, like some people do. Is that like when you stick your butt out and you're like, oh, look at my butt. So as long as you want your tailbone to be, your tailbone isn't, it can't be straight, and I don't think you can point it down, but you want to like kind of tuck it under.
Tuck it under?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you do it exactly wrong. That's why your back is so messed up.
Like this?
Yep, that's exactly wrong.
How am I supposed to, like this?
So here, like maybe try to sit at where the top of your butt crack starts. Try to sit on that. Like lift yourself up and kind of like
that.
Tuck your butt under. And do that.
And then sit up straight.
Don't sit up. No, don't sit up. What you want to call straight is wrong. Well, I don't know about that. But and then lift through the crown of your head. Like if you had a string to pull your head tight. Now lift like that. Doesn't that feel different than how you usually consider sitting up straight?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you can tell when it's good on when your woman's doing that because their boobs look much better.
I know. Thank you.
Wait, chick, slouch again.
No one even.
I know.
But go up. Wow. Yes, Mr. McGee.
Oh, there's like a foot and a half difference there.
You just respect him so much more. Like, wow.
I call that his turtle.
Like, I'm in my turtle.
Like,
yeah,
when he doesn't want anybody to talk to him, he slouches down.
I turtle it in.
Pulls his shoulders up to his ears.
I turtled him today.
You turtled him?
Mm-hmm.
Turtled him real good.
I turtled him.
What did you turtle me about?
Because I said I couldn't do this at 3 o'clock.
Oh.
And then he came into me.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. Just let me know. I don't know what's going on.
I know. Jason and I talked.
You know, I'm not mentally
We know you're not.
I can be dealt with.
I know that you're not. And I mean this with all of the love that I have in my heart. But when you make plans, you're like, there's Jess's plans. And then there's your plans. And then way down here is everybody else's plans and schedule. So it's kind of better if I talk to the boys and then we tell you. And then they say, no, Jess said. And then Jess said. Okay, then we can do it.
Well, then why don't we do it that way from the start?
We made that call.
Well, no, it's good. I mean, he kind of gets the ball rolling.
You are the
But then
in-between.
we have to get the details.
Right.
We
That's
have to
true.
Get the details.
I don't like details.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Mm-mm. Likes everything to be very vague.
That's not
the
true
gooey.
Either.
It doesn't? No, because you're like, what do you always say? Painfully early. Everything.
I'm irritatingly early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's irritating.
The worst I can do is be on time.
It's irritating when you're on time because then you're pissed off if you're on time.
That's true because I've heard how many beers have I had?
I'm not sure.
I'm not getting drunk again for another podcast.
Were you drunk the last podcast?
No,
no, nothing going on last podcast.
Mm-mm. We had no, we didn't. Nobody did.
We
did.
Because we talked about enemas.
Yeah, that's nothing that's to drink over. Drinking. So, time out. Are we all four going to the Carb Day broadcast on Friday?
I'm thinking so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be there.
Okay, we're going. It's like everybody's going.
I haven't told anyone, but I plan on going.
Okay. I'm excited. So can we take our mic and do a little, because Chick and I did some walking around the infield last year with the Zoom.
Mic plugged into the.
We talked to the people who do the, wear the skirts.
Gordon Pipers?
Yes, we talked to some of those
people.
Did
you see how I spoke Jess there for a second?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The people who wear the skirts? Girls? Uh-huh. Nope, the Gordon Pipers.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to go to a Bills-Colts preseason game, and I was hungover in a bar eating lunch with my friend, and they came through the bar playing their bagpipes. I'd never been so hungover, and it was just the worst. Bagpipe in my ear.
I thought bagpipes were associated only with funerals.
No, I think you're right.
I didn't know. That's
what's
the
song they play on bagpipes at the funeral?
Something about guns or flags.
No, it's...
Nope. Yeah, it is.
What's the song they play at funerals on the bagpipe?
Taps.
Taps?
No, taps is a trumpet.
Trumpet, or bugle, technically.
All is well. Taps, right? All is well.
I don't think everything's well. Does Bob ever put the bagpipes into a song?
I don't think so. Hi, it's the Off the Air Podcast. What is that? I'm going to have to look it up.
What's that?
It's driving me crazy. Bagpipes.
Going Home is what it's called.
No, that's...
Flags and guns, motherfucker.
That's like the Allman Brothers.
I feel like Flags and Guns is like a Guns N' Roses tribute band.
It might be. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Flags and Guns, yeah.
Can I play it? I got it on my phone.
Sure.
You do?
Hold the end up to the mic. That's not it.
It's buffering right now.
Okay, go ahead.
That's still not it.
Video will play after this ad.
Well, this totally killed the podcast.
13 seconds.
Oh, I like this song. Oh, I thought this was a Hey Baby, Won't You Be My... That's what I thought that was.
Hey. That sounds like Outkast.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, here we go.
Stuff. Oh, here we go.
It's buffering.
Going Home.
There it is. Oh, that make your belly hurt.
Maybe. How Great There Are.
That's what this is?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Amazing Grace.
Oh, Amazing Grace. That's it.
But what's it called?
Jeff said it was called Going Home. Going Home.
Yeah, Going Home is what it says on this YouTube.
I swear I think Foghat has a song. They do a version of Going Home. That is really depressing.
That is.
Should we not?
Okay, well, we're done with that.
The first time I ever heard that was at my... She's my best friend, but at the time she was my stepsister. Her grandpa died, and I had never heard that before. And it immediately evokes tears. Like,
yeah,
I don't know how you can't hear that and not want to cry.
Which is weird, because we used to have the Fuzzy Open, and that's what started...
That's what they would play?
That's what they would play.
Really?
Some dude dressed appropriately with the bagpipes, and off he goes, starts walking off into the distance playing that, and that was our cue to start driving, going to our first hole.
So, but I wonder.
I know. I was like, this is really desperate.
But that's that might be actually, but you know how Americans take things from other cultures and manipulate them and put them over here.
Like pizza?
Yeah. Like pizza.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
French fries.
Yes. All of those things.
It's all food so far.
Ramen noodles.
Thanksgiving.
I think Thanksgiving is ours.
That was ours.
Oh,
well.
Oh, I took it from the Indians.
It belonged to the people that lived here.
Right.
So I don't. So it may be a tradition maybe in Ireland, especially knowing what... I mean, Bob's played golf in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he may have known for sure.
But that's, I think it's a Kendall thing.
Can you see Kendall wearing a skirt? I bet he...
No, he wasn't the one playing the bagpipes. Good God.
He can barely get out to his car.
I told you guys this, that Kendall was an amazing baseball player.
He was like an all-American, crazy mad...
What position?
Shortstop.
Mm-hmm. I was going to guess that. Yeah. He's got the height of a shortstop.
Scrappy.
He does.
You need another beer? Is that why you're pointing that at me?
No, but this is how you talk to people when you're drinking beer out of a bottle.
And one more thing.
Don't be getting any on this new table.
I'm not. I really like
Victoria beer.
Victoria beer. This is my new favorite beer. It is. It's nice. So I got introduced to this because we go to Adobo downtown in Indianapolis, and which I don't know. You may not be interested, but they do a tequila dinner.
Yeah.
It's this Wednesday.
Look how happy he is.
It's this Wednesday. Do you have a date? Do you want a Tender to the tequila dinner?
No. I deleted my Tinder account like 3 weeks ago.
Time out.
I know. He just told me last Friday.
You're off the market?
Before?
Yeah. I think I need to be on my own.
You gonna try to meet a girl at church?
No, I just want to be on my own. I'm looking at buying a nice used Ford Escape.
Ooh.
Me, the puppy, a typewriter, driving around the country.
Okay.
And just finding ourselves.
Okay. Ernest Hemingway. Until the last part.
John Steinbeck. I'm pain covered in skin. That's a John Steinbeck quote. Back me up on this, chick. Come on.
No, I was thinking about that. That's nice. Yeah.
So. I have had some feelings lately, and I did that cleanse.
Yes.
And I did that. I did not do that cleanse for the purpose of physical cleanse. I did that because I felt like a mental fog, mm-hmm. and I feel like everything's connected.
And you had the enema.
And I did. Yeah, I did all the things.
The grossest, funniest thing I've heard in a while was the enema.
Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday.
So all good.
Walk me through what it, you know, by taking away the food, how does that clear your brain, connect to the appropriate things?
When I started it, that was my mindset. Yes. Is that, you know, clear your brain. Like, by cleansing your body, you cleanse your brain. Like, in my opinion, okay. Emotional, physical, mental, it's all connected. And so I thought, let's start here because, you know, if I'm happy, I want to make a big meal. If I'm sad, then I want to eat junk food. If I'm, you know, like... My family has always associated food with either celebrating or mourning. And I think that's common.
So you're trying to disconnect
those. I'm trying to disconnect those things. So I thought, you know, 3 days, just give yourself, you know, vegetables and all those things and fruits and you'll be fine. That's not what happened. Instead, I felt more sad and more fuzzy and more crappy. And I text my brother, who's like he's a guru when it comes to health and wellness.
Cleanses and exercising.
And so I said, dude, I feel dumb. Like, I don't feel good after this. I just feel dumb. And he was like, it's not dumb. A cleanse is a cleanse. And when you go through a cleanse, your body is going to lack things that it needs. Mm-hmm. And more than anything, it's going to lack the fat that it needs for your brain to operate. So that's probably why you feel worse. Okay, that sounds good. So start taking some coconut oil and, you know, we'll slowly go back into it. With Victoria beer, and
made out of all whale fat.
Right. So I felt worse though, and I still felt worse, and I felt worse, and I realized the people around me didn't realize that I felt worse, that I had been sad, and Chick texted me Sunday morning, and I was at my lowest. Like if I'm in my pajamas still at noon, and I'm watching television, you know that I'm zero fucks. Like there's like we have a problem. We're like code.
I had that feeling.
We are code blue. And Chick just goes, "Hi, are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm okay. I'm as okay as I'm gonna be. I'm in my pajamas. I'm watching Monica the Medium, which is this really terrible reality television show. Not terrible, but it's whatever.
Is it on E?
No, it's on Freeforum.
Okay, don't know that channel. Okay.
Freeform.
I think it's something associated with
you
ABC
live in
Family.
Canada? Where are you looking to get that?
So I did that, and then last night it all came spewing out, and like cried myself to sleep, woke up puffy eyes. But while I was crying, I thought, I wonder if this is how Jeff feels. Like everybody thinks he's kind of joking that he's sad, but he's actually really sad.
He's actually really pain.
For a moment, I was like, I feel like I know how Jeff has felt in the last couple of months at times, not all the time, but at times.
Pain covered in skin.
Yeah.
Yep. Pain covered in skin. I went to a cookout with my old roommate. I went back to his house and some friends were there. And my roommate goes, yeah, I've been sleeping great because I don't have to listen to Jeff crying himself to sleep every night. Ha, 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 funny.
That's a good one, Joe.
Yeah, good one.
Thanks, buddy.
But the people that live in the adjoining apartment with me, not sleeping so much. No.
Yeah, no, it's bad. No, but I'm fine.
No, but at a point, like, I know that, and I'm not being funny. I'm just like, I try to I guess rationalize your sadness or make it like I'm not the only person in the world that's sad right now.
Yeah. No, I was thinking this yesterday. Chick and I hung out and our dogs ate steak and it's just like, my dog is living better than a lot of people. Like, right. I need to just take a step back and be like, I'm fine.
I'm okay.
All right,
right,
I'm okay.
Right, right, right.
Like,
right.
I'm sad, but
yeah. But, I mean, sometimes you're sad for the wrong reasons. Like, I started yelling at about 10 p.m. when everybody had laid down, which it's the last week of school, so it's zero. I mean, nobody cares right now. It's nobody cares.
They're in summer mode.
Everybody's like, what's for lunch? I was like, I think there's saltines and maybe some ham in the refrigerator. Go crazy. Good luck. Maybe a Capri Sun. I'm not sure if you're lucky. But it's... So the last week of school is kind of like nobody really goes to bed on time and we're all just done. And so I kind of started yelling at 10 o'clock last night. I was like, will you people stop putting dirty clothes under the beds? And what is wrong with you? And why do you make me yell? And then I was crying and walking to everybody's bed and apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm just really upset. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You said saltines and ham. What are your guys' That's what I'm focused on right now. I'm very hungry. What are your guys' like...
Well, you got wings. Go get a wing.
I have nothing in the fridge. I need to scrap. No, I need to scrap something together. What's your favorite, like, scrap it together meal?
We have a thing called Old Faithful at our house.
That's
but it's all processed, terrible
is this,
food.
Is this the same as the enema? Old Faithful reminds me of
this. I'm scared. Is this some instant mashed potatoes?
No, it's not like the geyser.
Okay, yeah.
Is it like instant mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it's instant mashed potatoes.
Oh, you have those in your house?
No, we don't. When I was a kid, we always did.
Okay.
So, but there's
those are the worst.
They're the worst. They're the worst. I refuse to use instant mashed potatoes.
Not
now.
A chance.
No. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? They're great.
No. You buy Bob Evans, which aren't terrible.
Oh, yeah, I call those instant because those are really instant. You just heat them up in the microwave.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
mac and cheese. You go Bob Evans mac and cheese.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are those aren't bad, but we do.
Be cool. The trash truck's coming.
But my Aunt Karen would actually buy that box of Jack's instant.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Red box.
The red box. Those.
Hungry Jack.
And then Hungry Jack.
Wait, I thought Hungry Jack was a. Pancake.
It is. It's both. It's
both.
Same.
Oh.
It's a biscuit. What it's a pancake. It's a
they cornered the market.
I know.
Hungry
and then,
Jack's a mogul. Jack is a mogul.
Frozen corn. A bag of frozen corn. And it used to be Lipton and now it's Knorr. It's the package of noodles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's the chicken flavored.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like you just mix that all together and that is our go-to.
Do you make a volcano out of the instant?
I mean, that was when we were kids, that was Old Faithful.
Yeah.
And my kids, like, I've made it for them probably a handful of times, maybe. Not very often.
Yeah. I go brown rice, refried beans, and a pile of cheese.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I love it.
Do you ever just melt cheese on top of tortilla chips?
Yes.
In the microwave?
Yeah.
Oh, we used to do that after school all the time.
He does it all the time.
What are you talking about?
Tortilla chips and cheese
in the
microwave.
Nachos.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably...
You like that? That's your go-to?
No, I like the chicken, the chicken strips.
Already made.
And the Mexican flavored, I guess is what they're called or something.
Fiesta?
Could
fajita.
Be a fiesta.
It's fajita. Fajita. It's fajita flavored.
Ready for you dump those on a plate and then throw cheese on them and heat them up and you're ready.
What was your parents' go-to meal?
Pasta daddy, probably what I...
No, your parents, not you.
No, that's where
that's
I got
where
it.
Oh, that's where you got it. Was your dad made it for you.
You got macaroni and like just any, like a ragu.
It was almost more like a chili mac.
Yeah, and
without
then
the cheese.
Like a hamburger and some onion. You brown the hamburger and fry up the onion and then dump it and cook the macaroni and then dump it all into a pan.
The other day when I was over here, we had brats. And I put red onions on my brat, and I've never felt more alive.
You've never had it before?
Yeah, I've never had that. And I was like, this is it. This is living.
Was it grilled? A grilled onion or raw?
No, it was raw.
It was raw. Dumped it
right out of the... So
Chick considers himself a connoisseur when it comes to onions. Like, he'll get every kind of onion just to have the onion.
That's how many kinds? There's...
Well, there's red onions, there's white onions, there's Vidalia.
There you go.
And then there's scallions.
Red, white, Vidalias, sweet onions.
Vidalia's a white one.
Green onions.
Is it yellow? So you got three onions. Vidalia. Red, white, yellow.
Okay, so far we've triple what you were thinking. Okay, so.
No, I knew two. The white and the red.
Well, there's a big controversy in the onion community where the Vidalia and the white onion are they the same thing? Are they not?
Keep them separated.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the Vidalia is a sweet white onion. It's a
sweet yellow onion.
But if it's grown in the South, it's considered a white onion, and the onion community is very.
Oh, I like green onions. I go green onions.
They have contraptions in the grocery store. You can take the Vidalia onion.
I never do green.
And jam it into a thing that looks like a bloomin' onion, and then you
deep fry it,
yeah. And then you're set. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you guys sound like you had quite a little party here yesterday.
I felt like I was kind of the emotional Red Cross yesterday because
you knew I wasn't.
I texted you, yeah. And I thought, you know, she texts stuff like, "Well, I'm smiling finally."
Like, it was a rough week. In my defense, I went to court on Friday.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I moved our foster son back in with his dad. So as much as I want to say I wasn't emotional about it because I was very happy for them, I think that I have some emotions that I'm just not paying attention to. You know, like when you have a toddler that sleeps next to you for 6 months in a toddler bed and you wake up in the middle of the night and for a split second you go, "Fuck, where is he?"
Yeah.
And then, and he's not here anymore. It's kind of, there's going to be an adjustment period.
For sure, sure.
So.
Well, you're the one who said...
No, I'm not attached because I knew my role. I know what my role was, and my role was to take care and love and, you know, bathe and feed, all the things that you do with a baby.
The Rock told us that.
All the things. Yeah, you do those things.
Know
and
your
then,
role.
And then if this is the best case scenario, how it ended was how it was supposed to end.
Good.
Well, yeah.
That he is back with his dad, and that's good. But my family has been caring for this child for 6 months, and there's going to be an adjustment period. Mm-hmm. But Addie did wake up this morning. She goes, "Do you hear how quiet it is?"
That's hilarious.
It was funny. It was very funny.
I love it when kids have grown-up observations.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's awesome is when they do it and you don't.
Yeah.
And you're
like,
"Oh my God, that's brilliant." Yes, yeah. I did not notice that.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's good. Everything's good.
So then I'm headed to the station and I thought, well, maybe I should text Jeff. And I go, "Ladies and I are going to the station. We're going to have a romp. You and Nora should come over." And I thought, well, I probably won't hear from him. He's right away. He's like, I'm headed.
Pull it into the station.
I'm heading over there. I'm going to stop at McDonald's first. You need anything?
Do you feed your puppy French fries?
They
weren't. Here's the thing.
It was so early, they weren't making French fries at the time.
It was like 10:15.
See, if you're going to offer me an Egg McMuffin all day, you better offer me some French fries all day.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't they serve everything
all the time?
It's
all there.
Out. Yeah.
You know it's there. It's there. It's ready to go.
They were using the deep fryer for hash browns, so I think that was... And I was like, maybe they like hash browns.
Oh, they like hash browns.
Yeah.
Do you like the round hash browns?
Yes.
Like Burger King?
Is it Burger King?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I love
those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardee's has it.
Hardee's has them too, yeah.
You ever had Star Tots?
No. Yes, I have at the Sinking Ship.
That's exactly where I get them, yes.
Yeah.
Sinking Ship food.
What is the spicy chili mac? Is
that the chili mac there is amazing.
Vegan or non-vegan?
I've had both, and I'm going to go non-vegan.
Okay.
How hungry are we? We've been talking about food this whole time.
Didn't you guys eat? I had a turkey sandwich, and you guys ate wings. What's going on?
He was talking. He's been impressing, trying to impress, which I think he has.
Who?
The new intern.
Ooh.
Jeff loves the new intern.
It's
the intern.
I know. Time
intern
out.
Will listen and cackle and tell him he's the best.
Is this the intern who had a picture of himself on his shirt the first day he was an intern?
I think it was day two.
The first day I saw him, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, I respect that ego. That's something Jeff Ibbert would do. Oh,
a picture of you?
You wear a Jeff Ibbert podcast, jeffibbert.com, Jeff Ibbert podcast shirt whenever you run a beer mile to get people. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. I like that.
Here, let me see if I can get the quote. As I walked by, and all I see is the intern sitting in Jeff's room on the floor.
Ooh.
Jeff is in his chair.
You didn't
and
let
all
sit
I
in
heard
my seat.
All I heard is, "This is the moves I make. See, I'm a big mogul." That's all I heard.
I go, "I'm a mogul. I call you in my office, say take a seat. I only have a seat for me. There's no seat for you. You sit on the floor."
That's right. And I heard, "Learn from this.
I'm trying to teach him."
How old is he?
He's 19.
And where did he go to school?
He's currently in school.
He goes to school in Florida. 20 minutes outside of Orlando, some private school.
He's a friend of Ronnie's sons, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he is living in a church right now. Like, he doesn't have a house.
Like a mission?
Like the back of a church.
The back of a church. And he has no mode of transportation. Like, he Ubers to work. Like, it's insane.
You know, I think it's pretty cool. When I get time, I'm gonna have a nice story. Talk to him. Yeah. I usually take the interns out to lunch.
Well, rent him a room?
I lived in the back of the first radio station I worked at. So this kid can kiss my ass, okay? It sounds like it's a nice church, though.
Oh, it's a very nice church. It's downtown, right across from the marsh.
Oh, I know where that is.
Okay. St. Matthew's, maybe?
They have rainbow flags at that church.
Yeah, it's a very progressive church.
A very progressive church.
Rainbow flags.
Uh-huh, they like everybody. It
sounds like they're colorful.
Church.
I think they drink a lot of Victoria beer at that church.
Also, so very, yeah.
Yeah.
It's diverse.
But no, he's a good kid, and he's 10 times better than the last intern we had.
What's that guy's name, Mike?
Yeah, who cares?
Oh, sorry.
Mikey.
Could have been Joe.
I don't know what it was.
Joey.
Joseph. Joey. No, I don't remember that one really at all, actually.
No, but I think Jeff did a solid 45 for him last Friday.
I did a tight 25 for this intern.
And how do you feel about it?
It was longer.
Filled him in on all the girlfriend drama, and I was like, look, this is what you need to know if you're going to work with me. This is...
Here's what you need to know.
I mean, I just kept walking by every 15, 20 minutes, and he was still there talking to him. And
this
I kept
kid was
in.
Engaged.
Oh, he loved
he
it.
Like
he loved it.
It. He seemed like it.
19 years old. Do you guys remember being 19?
19. I think I was probably married at 19.
Were you?
Really?
No.
No, you're 21.
20? 20. 21. Yeah, 20 or 21.
I worked at the greeting card company my summer of 19.
Did you write greeting cards?
No. I ran machines.
Mm. Oh.
Depending on what year. I did it 2 years back to back.
Where? That, is that
in
still
Bloomington?
Down there?
No. Clea, while I was there, the second year, they had this big announcement how we're moving to Mexico. I'm like, you already don't pay these people anything.
Right.
And yeah, the guy was terrible.
Was it American Greeting?
And I always heard, no, probably no, it was little. It's called Clio.
Okay. Oh, it was called Clio.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Right. I still have tags to this day. I brought home so many of them. There's still Christmas tags.
So maybe that's why.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they didn't make any money. You were stealing everything you were making.
Check the last episode where you told us how to shoplift, okay?
Oh. Next.
Let me tell you something.
It's an art.
Was there ever a time where they're like, you just walked in, someone's like, stop the presses?
No, absolutely.
I've got a hot card.
Imagine we're right here and there's this machine
at
the front.
Did he just say absolutely that happened?
Absolutely, every day.
It's feeding us and there's like six of us, three on one side of the table, three on the other, and we're putting...
Roses are red, you know, violets are blue, happy birthday.
Well, yeah! No, that was upside down, the clear tray. So you put the cards in there, mm-hmm. and then it puts the back on it.
Oh.
So there's people, we're just rushing, putting these in here, and you've all
got Michael Laverne and Shirley?
And you've all got a red button, and you got to whack the red button if you get behind.
It's like
being upside down, no joke.
It's like a game show.
It kind of is.
No whammies.
That's cool.
You can't just yell, stop the presses. It takes 24 hours to get them back going again. You can't just come in here and yell
that. Well, you just stop it there and it
pause.
It's more of a pause.
It's a pause button.
It's a pause.
I just imagine all the cards like piling up on each other and then a fire starts.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you? Or I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I like
that. Oh, yeah, the chocolate factory.
Yeah, I worked at Brookstone.
Right.
When I was 19. Yep, I worked there.
And didn't they tell you that you didn't you break something? And
well, I really broke lots of things.
And they said, don't worry about it. It costs like $2 or something.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Is that
markup's a little large.
Is that the massage chair place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're, what's really weird is that there's I walk by the one at the downtown mall, and then there's also one inside the new airport. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that worked there when I was 19 that still work there.
No way.
There's two of them.
Now,
so you think they've been there the whole time?
I know they were there when I was 19.
Well,
I know.
Surely they
and
had
one of
some...
them looks just like Dwight from
the
Dwight
office.
Schrute?
From the office.
Yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait,
the guy or the girl?
No, the guy.
Okay.
The guy looks like a mix. No, he doesn't look like Dwight. I take that back. There's another guy who looks like Dwight, like if you pushed him down a foot, like you squished him. But the other guy looks like Jim Carrey as the Grinch. Okay. If you have traveled through the Indianapolis airport, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Now, when you worked at Brookstone, didn't some celebrities come in?
Some celebrities came in when I worked at Brookstone.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
Close.
Yeah, George Clooney, probably real close, right?
Really close. The guy that plays guitar in the Rolling Stones, which is...
Keith Richards?
No, yes.
Ronnie Wood?
No, Keith Richards.
Joe Perry came in too, didn't he?
No, Keith Richards.
Oh, I thought I remember her saying Joe Perry.
Which one's Joe Perry?
Aerosmith. Aerosmith.
That's who it was.
I love this game.
It was him because he had a scarf and he was really short, a lot shorter than I thought he was.
All those guys.
And his kids were asking for stuff and he was like, no. And I was like, Joe Perry just told his kids no.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the same week... this radio station that I had listened to my entire life, syndicated radio, Chick McGee came
in.
Chick McGee?
The Chick McGee. And he bought slippers, like the memory foam slippers.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Why don't I remember that?
Well, because I'm
you buy a lot of things.
I'm guessing you don't remember a lot from that time period.
Yeah.
It was
kind of like a hostage situation.
So this is before you interned?
Yeah, it was it was like the semester before I interned.
I feel like Chick would go in and get a neck pillow. I can see Chick wearing a neck pillow.
He didn't. He got the slippers.
I have always wanted the neck pillow.
I know.
Do you think he was on his way out or coming back?
I don't know. I think he saw the cute girl working the cash register and came in.
Well, it sure wasn't Jim Carrey in The Grinch.
No, it wasn't.
This would be the foreshadowing theme in the movie that I'm writing.
Oh, that you're writing, he came in and I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't. I wanted to tell him. I was like, so I asked another girl that I worked with. I was like, this is so creepy, you guys. There's an element of creepy to this.
Love this.
Okay.
I love it. It's like Christmas morning.
So I said, should I tell him that he's the wallpaper on my computer in my dorm room?
Okay, you should have stopped while you were ahead. That is very creepy.
Especially knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
And being where we are today.
I know. Weird.
It's a little weird.
I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, no.
Nothing. Yeah. I want to go through my old pictures from college and be like, I wonder if you can tell, like somewhere like in the background of a photo, you can see Chick.
You think you took a picture there?
No, like in my dorm. Like there's probably pictures from my dorm. Gotcha.
Never in your dorm.
No, in the computer. You're on the wallpaper.
Did you ever kiss your computer?
No, I didn't ever kiss my computer. I promise I never kissed my computer screen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so bizarre.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, the people who look like people.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Because you do that a lot.
All the time.
I had a big one this
weekend. Keith Richards. Yep, it was Keith Richards. No,
well,
it was Joe Perry.
It's not even
that's
so much,
right, it was Joe Perry.
Not so much you got the person wrong. It's the someone looks, you know, Jeff looks like a young JFK or whatever.
No, he looks like Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron, whatever.
With JFK with his head intact.
With head intact. That's young implies head intact.
Pre-airplane crash.
I had one of those this weekend.
Uh-huh. And no, that was JFK Jr., the airplane.
Whatever, they have the same name.
I had one of those this weekend, and this guy, I'm looking at him, and you see the face, and you go, that's so-and-so, but then you realize the situation and the size difference, and it's not. So this guy's coming near me, and I see him like, that's Fat Louis C.K. on a moped.
Oh, yeah.
But then it wasn't C.K., but it was Fat Louis C.K. on a moped.
Oh, I know. And you get really specific.
Oh.
That happened with us. Two things. A friend of mine's aunt, I was at the casino and I was like, that's Aunt Barbara. And I was like, Aunt Barbara. And like fourth time, okay, that's not Aunt Barbara. And then another time, Max just got a wrestling magazine, the USA Wrestling magazine. And I was like, check it out, dude. And so we're flipping through it, looking at it, whatever. They've got, so there's, honestly, they sell a singlet with the Constitution on it and a great big eagle. And
that's
Max is like, I have to have that for next season. And then he turned the page and he goes, oh my gosh, Mom, look, it's a fat Leonardo DiCaprio from The Revenant. And that's exactly what it was.
Revenant?
What is it?
Revenant.
It's a tough word.
I didn't know. I don't even know the name of the movie.
Often, no.
And that's what it was. So I'm going to take a picture of it and send you guys when I get home.
So it's a fat Leonardo DiCaprio from...
Yeah, this wrestler was. This USA wrestler.
Really?
Yes.
On the USA Olympic team.
I don't know.
With facial hair?
I don't.
That's what I'm
seeing. Yes, the facial hair, yes. Yeah. But I don't know I don't know what his role was, because it had some college wrestlers in there. And
know your role.
Know your role. I don't know. So, yeah, but so we went through there, and Max picked out, he wants, they have headphones that say USA Wrestling, like ear.
So he's going to wrestle now? He's wrestling again.
He's a wrestler now. He's a wrestler, and then field day was last Friday, and
he's
everybody
the fastest
was,
kid in school.
Everybody, yes. There's one girl faster than him, and she's always been the fastest
wow.
girl. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Well, she also weighs half of what Max does, so there's that.
Florence Griffith Joyner, the second. That's who it is.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay.
Did you know the average Kenyan runner can do half a pull-up?
Really?
Yeah, they can't lift their own body weight.
Why?
Because they're just they're all, running. All they do is run.
They have no strength.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to them.
But what if they did a pull-up from their toes?
What?
Is all of their, as I'm saying, is all of their strength below their belly button.
Oh, do you think they could pull themselves up with their legs?
I don't know.
No, I don't think that could
happen. As a runner, you have zero strength. It's
really?
Just,
that's the goal.
Yeah, you just burn all your muscle off and you just are good at running.
Huh.
It's sad.
It sounds terrible.
It's a sad existence.
I always wanted to be able to do hurdles.
Oh, hurdles would be cool.
But I don't, I can't. That's a lot of weight to lift up.
Well, I don't think, and you need
I'm
the
very
longer
bottom
legs.
Heavy. Yeah, and I'm bottom heavy.
You don't.
Maybe
yeah.
I should have done like shot put or like, what's the other one where
you're
you jump
too
real far?
Small.
I can do shot put. Shut up. I'm not small.
Tiny.
Long jump.
Long jump. Yep. Do you have to be short to do long jump? Or
yeah,
should
I think
you have
to be kind of tall. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fuck track and field.
I think you might be right with that.
You'd be good at a pole vault.
Oh, there you go.
You gotta be small and you gotta have a lot of upper body strength.
Oh, yeah, and then just.
No, all of my strength's really below mm-hmm. the waist.
All right, well, you could carry the equipment out and that would be...
with your feet.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I you did track.
I was on the track team my senior year just because everybody wanted me to be on the bus.
What'd you do?
It, actually, I was a big hit on the football team being on the bus, making the guys laugh, and they go, "We need you for the track team." And I'm like, okay.
For morale.
Shot put and discus, but mostly discus.
Oh, yeah.
And now my upper body strength is back to being
shit.
Strong as a kitten, yeah. Because someone wants me to just walk and not lift.
I don't want you to just walk and just lift. I want you
not to... Not lift.
No, you go in there and you hit all the machines and like you're my brother said he's doing more harm than he is good, is what he said.
Really?
Yes.
Why am I just hearing this now?
Oh, I didn't tell you that he said that.
No, what should I be doing? I've listened to him.
He said you should be doing yoga. Start with yoga. That's what you need to do right now.
Well, I signed up for hot yoga and
you didn't sign up for shit. You told me you want to do hot yoga.
That to me that sounds like signing up.
I don't
for
own
hot
a yoga,
yoga
studio.
Is Pilates still in?
I think a lot of... I love Pilates. That's
I like,
how I
yeah.
got introduced.
Is that the Greek guy who owns a restaurant over
yeah,
Pilates?
Sure.
Great guy, Rose.
Nico Pilates? Yeah, right?
Nico Pilates.
Nico!
He's related to John Stamos, right?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I have to... I'm going on a hiking trip in September, and
ooh.
I need to get in shape.
Where are you
and
going?
I'm going to Rocky Mountains.
What about your knee?
His knee's fine. He got a good bill of health.
You know, five people have died in the last 3 days on Everest.
I'm not
Rocky
going to Everest.
Mountains.
May is the time to climb.
Colorado. Yes,
May.
Not
what? When are you?
September.
You might not come back.
Where are you staying?
We're staying out in the. We're spending the night out in the woods.
For how many days?
I'm staying all night at my buddy Bob, Kinnerson. His house.
Kinnerson.
Kinnerson.
He's a madman.
He is a yeah. madman. Staying there. We basically get there in the afternoon. Stay at his house, and then next morning head out.
And you're going to Colorado.
I'm going to Colorado, yep.
When are you going?
July 21st.
What?
Yeah, going to go see Gary Clark Jr. in concert.
Did you book it?
Not officially,
oh.
but I told my buddy, I go,
okay. I'm going to go.
You pin me in. Pin me in, not
where?
Pencil me
where?
In. Colorado, Denver, Colorado.
Denver?
It's funny, that Ziploc commercial we heard part of earlier, and it sounded like something else. I heard a commercial, and I think they were lifting Gary Clark Jr. as a soundtrack.
I just watched a Clapton concert, and it was Gary Clark Jr., John Mayer, Eric Clapton, the Allman Brothers.
Gary's the
one
next
of them.
Gary's the next to Eric Clapton.
No, that's not right.
I don't know Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, he's so good.
No, he's
would
not
I?
As good as this guy.
Are you going to play? I can't. I don't know who he's going to play.
What? I think it's on here.
But yeah, no, I'm going to that concert at the Red Rocks. I'm so excited to go.
Ooh,
to the Red
that'll
Rocks.
Be good.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My gosh, that venue. Yeah.
But my buddy Foster's dogs. He's such a good guy.
Oh.
But he's like going to be living. It's gonna. It might be weird. I might be third wheel, and it's going to be him, his girlfriend, and I.
You can take Chick.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right.
Why don't you just pick up somebody for a couple days?
He's going to have lots of time on his hands by then.
Yeah, probably.
Well, aren't you something else?
I thought you wanted a segue. That's all I'm saying.
I'm looking for Hanan. Is that Hanin?
Oh, honey,
you call me Honey.
Honey El Khatib?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know him.
Hanin El Khatib?
Yeah.
I don't. Why is it not showing up on my...
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
It's true. That's who this guy is.
What guy is what?
The guy who I'm trying to find right now. And evidently, I have to go this way.
While you guys are doing that, my mom texted me yesterday because, you know, we have got to have
now,
an update
from
Andrea.
Is your mom still leaving you messages on your phone like she might be end up
like
on the podcast?
Like I might put it on the podcast. No, she hasn't lately. But she texted me yesterday, like I said, the baby, our foster son, went to live with his dad yesterday. And so my mom said, how did it go with the baby? Did you cry?
Jesus.
And I told John, I said, what is wrong with my family? Like, why? Everybody's like, you're going to be so sad. Everybody said that to me. You're going to be so sad. And I was like, actually, I feel like I've been really appropriate about this because I've been reminded, like, this is your role. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Yes, I'm a human being, and I'm going to be a little sad because another human being that I cared for and lived with for 6 months is not going to be a part of my life anymore. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the end goal, what we were working towards this whole time, happened. So it was a success. Mm-hmm. So we did the right thing. And I had White Castles yesterday, and that always makes everything better.
Was this after 10 o'clock? Was this before or after the yelling?
This was before yelling. Okay. Before the yelling.
You're going to shit when you hear
this. Whoa. I want to know what the name of the song is.
You Rascal You.
All right.
Hanin El Khatib.
Is that the only one you have?
No, I've got them all.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
I can't stop shitting! Wait, did it sound? It sounds really familiar.
This is one of those songs.
Yeah, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
I get most of my music off TV commercials.
Yeah, it sounds very Black Keys also.
Oh, no, he produced Dan produces
okay.
for
I was going to say Jack White, too.
Jack White, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Do you have Nobody Move?
Nobody Move. No, I don't have Nobody Move.
Oh, this might be a second album. Good.
This is really good, yeah.
Well, then there's this one. Hang on.
Do you have low?
Are you trying to depress me?
No. You're the one playing this song.
Hey, if you guys want to listen to half a song, hang out with Chick.
It's more like a quarter, maybe a third.
That was uncalled for.
Thank you.
We listened to a bunch of full songs yesterday. I listened to Pete Yorn for the first time.
That's right.
Very good.
Yorn.
I don't know where he came from.
Ooh, I like this.
But I do know you're not alone. Be sure that I love you, darling. Even though sometimes we won't get along.
Glad I didn't bring a razor into this.
Oh, you have no idea what's happening.
Oh, it's only getting worse.
Well, she's asking him to leave here. Turn
oh, well, all right. We're playing a lot of the song.
And the words stain on your skin, along with that precious smile of hope. That's why I'm like, wait.
He's like, wait.
Just trying to do an uplifting podcast.
Don't you know I could be your home? I'm like, wait. Nobody wants to be alone.
All right, I think we've...
And we're done.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He ends up dying on the kitchen floor. Anyway.
I've come close.
Have you ever cried on your kitchen floor, Jeff?
I drank out of a dog bowl in my kitchen
floor. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We went over that. That's right. So that's a yes.
I think I've never been on my kitchen floor. No. Definitely never been on my kitchen floor.
Let me think. Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
Sometimes I fake dead, so Nora Jones will come to me and lick me and be like, are you okay? Norah Jones is my dog, not the musician. Okay.
That would be funny.
But if she
though.
Showed up.
Oh.
Do you guys know that story? My brother went to a concert, and I can't remember what concert it was.
I love this story.
But he was at the White Rabbit for a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you who was there.
Actually performing
okay. Who he had gone to see. Mm-hmm. And he was standing in the crowd. I actually just saw the picture that he sent me on my phone yesterday. Because when you're sad, you go through pictures of when you used to be skinny to make you feel better.
Oh
and
my gosh.
So I found this picture that he sent me, and he was like, "You're not going to believe this, but a woman just came out here and started playing with so-and-so." And he sent me the picture, and it was Norah fucking Jones.
At the White Rabbit.
At the White Rabbit.
Really?
I
would
came
have
out
shit.
And played one song and walked away. That was it.
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Into the night.
I don't know. Isn't
off
that nuts?
Into the night.
So was it one of those, a late night show and she was in town doing her thing?
Or she was rolling through and she was friends with him? I'm not sure. But yeah, it was just a random, like I don't even know how it happened.
I wish that happened more, that bands that were in town and they'd go do some other show somewhere else and a dive at, you mm-hmm. know, at 1 a.m. kind of thing. Surely it happens.
Oh, I bet it
I think she
yeah.
is just like she's beautiful.
Was she the one in Ted and Ted 2?
I think so, yeah.
She was?
Yeah. She did the concert at the end of Ted.
Oh, I haven't seen Ted 2.
No, the first one. Go to the oh. Yeah, watch the first one. She might have been in the second one, I think, but I think it was the first one.
You might be right, yeah.
Yeah. Was it who do you get her confused with?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I almost knocked over my microphone. And I like how you guys put a padding on mine because I like to kiss my microphone. I'm always touching my microphone.
With your mouth.
With my mouth. Do you guys know that? Do you know what that's from?
No.
Superbad.
Superbad.
Oh.
I could give you a blowjay with my mouth.
It's like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Because the funny thing is, my dick is on my back.
Something like that. So I went to see a movie on...
Oh, really? You went to see a movie?
What the
did
fuck
you did you take
mean?
A friend with you? Or did you not go to the movie and tell your
Oh, did you make plans to go to a movie and then not go to a movie?
Wait a minute. No, what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember when
I think
you were
the tickets were right over
remember
there.
Remember when you showed
yeah,
up when
the
Jason
nice guys.
Showed up and yeah. then you didn't go to the movie?
Yeah, the nice guys, yeah. Well, I went to see it
You saw that one?
Saturday morning. Yeah.
That's just
Saturday
that,
morning.
That what that says to me, I don't want to go to this movie with you.
With
no,
you.
If you'd have gone to a different movie.
No. I saved you.
With you.
Listen, you're welcome.
No, I don't know what we can do to promote movies from here on out, but everything that was even halfway decent mm-hmm. in that movie was in the preview. And that's
what
really
movie? I'm sorry, what movie was it?
The one with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe called The Nice Guys.
Max wanted to go see that, and I kind of like went through the previews, and I was like, "Yeah, probably not."
A lot of naked,
maybe
boobs.
That's why I went
they go to
see
a
it.
They go to a party, X-rated party, and there's
X-rated parties.
There are titties everywhere. Yeah, it's nice.
Don't say titties.
You, everywhere.
Now, is this you say
time
me
out,
from?
You time out. You say titties. Chicks say titties.
Titties.
You say titties, Jeff.
Titties.
Jason, you say titties.
I'm not saying titties.
You you got me so good.
And Jess never says titties. She
never
says...
Never say titties. Boobies.
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 Boobies. Yeah. And do you say underwear?
Underpants.
Underpants?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Drawers.
Drawers?
Yeah, underwear.
Underwear?
Yeah. Boxers or boxer briefs. I mean, I almost call them what's my boxer
panties?
Briefs.
Well, I say panties just to mess with my son. Just, hey, get your clean panties off the floor.
Oh, yeah. That my whole house, that's all it's
oh,
said.
Yeah, that's all it is, yeah.
They're everywhere.
I do stand up. I do stand up comedy, and I had a joke.
Whoa, slow down.
I said air quotes on stand-up comedy. But I had a joke that talked about panties, and it was like people would get weird, and I'd say panties. Like it,
to some people, panties is cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like the word.
And I said it like six times in the joke, and it was, so I had to scrap
it's
it.
It's really controversial.
It
that,
can you not
I know,
just say underwear?
Moist.
I know people that say moist.
Moist
they don't
is
like
one
moist.
Of the most objectionable words in English.
Goopy.
Language.
I feel like
goopy.
Ooh,
that feels bad, yeah.
Goopy, I don't like that. Moist.
Panties.
Panties. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess that's gross, yeah.
Well, yeah, those three together, mm-hmm. that's terrible.
What about mm-hmm. slit?
Ooh, yeah, that's a bad one.
Do you call someone that?
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
a
certainly,
name?
Certainly.
But yeah. That That's
slit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd say slats.
Yeah, I don't
think. I feel like that.
Slat?
I feel like it's a racial. That sounds right. Like
slats?
Yeah. There was a Tosh.0 bit where they just like made up words.
Oh.
And they're just like, does this sound racially insensitive? Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. Like they just made up stuff. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, slats. This got really weird. Sorry.
Slats. I feel like when I hear slats, I think of slacks, and then I think of chinos, and then I think of Dockers, and then I think flat front or pleated. That's where, honestly, and that's how my brain works.
Flat front.
Pleated's out, right?
Pleated's out.
Pleated's been out for a few years.
I almost feel...
Don't tell me it's back.
Pleats are hot.
I was at Urban Outfitters today, and I think pleats are back.
Oh, my God.
Is there such thing as
a scam? This whole thing is a...
Is there such
clothes is a scam.
A double pleat? Can you double pleat something?
Oh, absolutely.
I bet double pleats will be in 2017.
Double pleat is like Baptist church. Double pleat Baptist church.
Short sleeve tie.
Button down. Yeah, with a tie.
That's Baptist.
We love all our Baptist listeners, by the way.
But no, this year Asian fusion is in. That's what's hot in 2016.
What's Asian fusion?
Yeah. It's just Japanese chic. Asian fusion, Japanese chic.
What?
It's like...
You're going to have to explain.
Oh, clothes-wise?
Like, you know, like...
Or you're going to have to explain how the fuck you
like
know
Prince's,
this.
Prince's guitar player had the rising sun around his head on the bandana, right?
Not that, but
Golden Child.
You know how they have those like rooms that are made of like paper mache, kind of? Like the walls are...
Yeah.
At the sushi restaurant?
That's so hot right now, yeah.
At the sushi restaurant?
Yeah.
Huh.
I went to one of those at 10th and Chatelain. And they charge you for that shit. They charge you extra to eat in the room.
Was it what was it called? Sushi?
Oshi? Sushi?
There's like
Oishi.
There's a place down there called like Sushi
Bologna
Restaurant.
Has a first name. It's Oishi.
I don't think you have to spell it out. But you do have to take your shoes off when you go inside. We took the big kids there one time.
That sounds pretty authentic.
It's in an old Ponderosa.
Remember the scene in Donnie Brasco where they... They go to a Japanese restaurant and they make everybody take their shoes off except Johnny Depp, who's playing Donnie Brasco, and that's where he keeps his recorder, that micro recorder.
So what does he do?
He goes, "Fuck you, I ain't take my shoes off. My dad died in World War II."
That's his response.
Yeah. And they go, "No, you'll come in, you'll have to take shoe off." And that's how the guy spoke in the movie. And so none of them take their shoes off, and then they take the manager of the restaurant in the bathroom and beat the shit out of him. It's basically
as they should.
What happens.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that movie. I like Blow.
Donnie Brasco. Oh, Blow.
So
Blow's
movie.
Good movie. Yeah.
I like the movie Blow.
Tuna.
Pee Wee Herman.
No, Tuna's the big... Oh, yeah. You know who else is in that?
Yeah.
Bobcat.
Bobcat's in that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He is, yeah.
I need to watch that again.
Holy shit. 170.
Such a good movie. I love that's one of my favorites. That
Bobcat,
and Con Air.
Bobcat says that.
I love Con Air. What?
Don't touch the bunny, right? Isn't that the thing
I
from
think
Con
so.
Air?
What's yeah. Nicolas Cage in Con Air? Name in Con Air?
What is his
Teeny
name?
Or something?
It's something really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Con Air. I love Con Air.
I
don't like suspenseful movies.
I was at a cookout on Saturday and we watched all of Nicolas Cage highlights of him freaking out. And there's like one of him in The Wicker Man and they put bees on his head and he's like, "No, not the bees." And it's so bad. Google Nicolas Cage freak out, and it's the first thing that pops up.
But Nicolas Cage is actually a Coppola.
His last name is Nicolas Coppola.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola?
Yeah, it's his, that's
like
his uncle.
His brother, yeah.
It's his uncle.
Nicolas's dad is, yeah.
It's his
so what,
uncle.
That's that scene.
Motherfucker, it's his uncle.
That's in Street. The scene of Wolf of Wall Street. He goes, "What's this about you marrying your cousin?" And no, that didn't happen. Well, my wife's mom is my dad's sister, but still, that's a funny scene.
But didn't the Great Balls of Fire? He did that too, right?
I think so. I don't know if they were first cousins.
I don't think they. I think it was like second or third, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I know about that, though.
No, in Blow, and Bobcat, in the scene, it's Bobcat, Johnny Depp, and Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
And at the time, So Bobcat looks at all of them, while, you know, during between takes, and goes, "So."
But there was a lot. Like, that's when Johnny Depp had to destroy the hotel room.
Right. And Paul Rubens got caught in the theater.
In the movie theater, and he had just destroyed the late night
show. Bobcat set the Tonight Show on fire. Right. And he looks at him and goes, "Is there anybody here not on probation?" And Paul Rubens laughed, and Johnny Depp did not.
But somehow I feel like Johnny Depp would be very cool. I would hang out with Johnny Depp.
You know who hangs out with Johnny Depp now?
Who?
Doug Stanhope, for some reason.
That sounds right.
They are like best friends now.
On my Facebook page the other day, it came up and it was like, do you need a Doug Stanhope t-shirt or coffee mug or CD or pennant or whatever it said? And it was like, go to DougStanhopeShop.com or whatever it was. Like, sure. He was promoting it. And I was like,
I would love him to come to town so he'd be on the podcast.
You're not going
to
believe.
Oh, I would be scared to death.
No.
He's a sweet guy.
No, I'm afraid he would destroy, like, he would be mean.
No.
You don't think so?
He is the nicest, I don't know if I should say that. He's the nicest comedian friend that I have.
When's the last time you talked to him? Is he really your friend?
Well, when he came to town the last time, and Griffin and I went to see him.
Oh.
And we went backstage, remember? Oh.
Your ride's here. Anybody hear the horn honk?
So back to Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
You don't know this person, but you'll never believe who
is
like...
How old is Johnny Depp?
He's 45.
No.
I was going to say 46.
Really? I was thinking upper 40s.
I'm going to say 52.
You're a liar.
No.
The person I know that thinks he's the hottest really has a thing for him is my 70-year-old mother-in-law.
Really?
Yes. She thinks Johnny is the fadizzle.
From Pirates or?
You know what? I don't know. There's a great, have you seen the picture of all the, it's 50 roles of his, like how he looks in all 50 of them? It's pretty cool.
What did you say?
52.
What did you say?
46.
I was saying upper 40s is all I said.
He's 52.
Wow.
Boom.
You son of a.
Do it again,
Chick. June 9th.
Boom. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's like four in a row with the Echo. The Echo needs to make an appearance every time.
No, look up Keanu Reeves now. There's a thing on the internet that, there's a theory that Keanu Reeves isn't a real human being. Because
just a theory.
He doesn't age. And he's
aged a little.
He's got to be in his 50s, I bet.
It's one of those things. Aging on movies versus actually seeing the person.
56.
102. He's a vampire.
Younger 50s, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe 50.
51.
Okay.
51, really?
Yeah. He's a year younger than,
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. To think that they're only a year apart kind of blows your mind a bit.
But I watched The Matrix yesterday, and he hasn't aged a bit. Is it weird me talking about how good Keanu Reeves looks? Probably.
Good looking dude.
Has he done anything significant recently?
There was a movie named him.
John Wick.
Oh, that was Wick. Was he John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the motorcycle's starting up again.
Are you serious?
If we do the podcast around this time, he has to go to work.
He reminds me of Adam from Girls.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
He did
Adam Driver?
Yeah. He did Constantine as well. But
Constantine's a great movie.
Yeah.
That's my guilty pleasure. I love that movie.
I haven't seen it. I've heard it.
I watched that movie.
I've heard it's great from Chick.
I've watched that movie.
What?
20 times. It's the motorcycle.
Yeah, hold on.
I feel like they know. If they see all our cars out there, he goes out there and starts the motorcycle.
Oh, wait, he's going to peel
out.
He's taking it off. Don't talk.
Okay.
Here he goes. No helmet. All right, in the wind.
That's legal.
It's a kid on 10 speed.
Oh, riding dirty.
He's got his girl in the back.
I know.
Gosh.
Had a girl in the back?
Sorry, uh-huh.
I have not seen her.
May have been your neighbor.
That's her son, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Awkward.
Have you guys ever thought about going, Jess and Chick, have you guys ever thought about going cross country on a motorcycle?
No. If I was driving.
Oh, that's what I was, I don't know if we could do it.
I almost wrecked a motorcycle.
With Jess and I's family, but I would love to take like a 10-day podcast adventure.
With our families?
No, not with our families.
I would do a podcast across country.
The four, I don't know, but a podcast across the country would take a good 3 weeks.
Midwest. What if we went like...
Unless we flew somewhere, rented an RV and came back.
But what if we did like to like Oklahoma and then came down to Texas and then came back around? Like we got to go through New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans.
I've never been to New Orleans either.
I would to do that. I would like to go to the University of Alabama. I've never been there. I don't know.
Roll Tide.
Because it's like football, like it's where rich people in football are.
Can we go through Utah? Utah is gorgeous.
That's a little farther out there.
I think, we might have to, that might be a flight. We might have to do like a Midwest swing,
we should
and then
do the
East Coast way, and then a West Coast.
And the podcast live at like four or five different places.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Could you get away for 10 days?
No, I mean, if we broke it up, I'm going to say like 4 days.
No? I'm going to need at least a 6-day commitment from you.
Mm-hmm.
I could swing 6 days after November.
Okay. Yeah. We could book it. Yeah. We could book. Well, that's the thing. If it's December, we'll head south.
No. I won't go. I won't go after November. Black ice. Black ice is out there, and I'm not going to drive on a highway.
Now you're sounding
black
like
ice.
My mother-in-law, who I just brought up.
No kidding. Loves Johnny Depp, hates black ice.
Did you say black guys or black ice?
Oh, no,
black
I ice. Like black guys. Black
that's
ice.
Right. Black guys and black ice. Yeah.
I would love to genuinely witness a black guy hitting on you.
Well, it
just go anywhere with her.
Okay.
Shut up. That's not true.
That's absolutely the truth.
That's not true.
It happened once, right?
No, it
he witnessed
way more than
but he witnessed, witnessed it once. Happens all the time.
Here's how it sounds, okay?
Yeah, talk to me. Go.
Damn. That's why I yell that on the air.
That's the inspiration? Is that true, Jess?
Damn, girl. Or
I'm
something
just,
like that.
I'm, shoddy. I mean, I don't. I mean, I guess.
Damn, shoddy.
If we were, if based on my personal experience, African-American men appreciate my body type much more than white men.
I think it's also attitude. It's kind of the sassy. Hey,
you think I'm sassy?
You're fun.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want to hear?
What should I say here?
This is what I've learned hosting my own podcast, Jeff Vibbert.com. with Caitlin.
What was that? No, Jeff Vibbert what?
JeffVibbert.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Check out the most recent podcast. But Caitlin one time was like, I just got a spray tan and my ankles don't look that tan. What do you think? And I go, what do you want to hear?
What do you want to hear? That's a good response.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, you just have to think of the least insulting response, whether that's your opinion or not. Your opinion really doesn't mean anything.
No, you have to pause, though, so you can let her fill in the blanks. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But if you go, gorgeous, you're just saying that.
No, that's right. You. No, dude, you just wait. No, you know what? It looks like you flew down to Florida for the weekend.
Here's a question for Chick and Jason.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Your significant other, do they ever go, someone comes up, hey, you have, that's a really nice haircut. I really love your hair. And then they go, thank you so much. And they look at you and go, why don't you ever compliment me like that? And you go, I do every time. It's like, well, you're not serious about it. It's like, what?
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's rare.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for today.
Plead the fifth.
We've
plead
been together
fifth.
A long
time. No, that's absolutely true. And it goes both ways. I will. It goes more this way. I will tell Chick something, and then Chick will go, you know what Jeff said to me the other day, or you know what Jason said to me the other day. They said, I was like, motherfucker, I've been telling you that for a year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now I do that with my wife.
Yeah.
I'll be saying stuff like that,
and then she hears it from another source.
And she goes, oh hey, we should do da-da.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. It happened with Chick. It happens a lot. It happens where I say it to him and then.
Oh yeah. I told him Bob Schneider's coming to Chicago 3 times and then he's told me back twice now. Mm-hmm. Bob's up there the 24th, the 25th.
Chickie, what are you doing over there?
I haven't had the best year. Okay.
No, don't say year.
Will you calm down?
We all had a really great 6 weeks up front. It was a solid 6 weeks up front.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then what? And then what happened? Do you want to? You mentioned this at the break. You know what? Just speak freely and we can edit as needed.
Now you're talking like my wife.
We need
to fix these things. We can edit it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speak freely and Jason will edit this.
You know, you know what the most
you're
chilling
just like
words...
like her. I love it.
You know what the Go most ahead. Chilling words in a husband or may or in a conventional relationship? I don't know what to say here. When the wife or girlfriend or what leans back and goes, you know what I'd like to do? Uh-huh. And you go, oh, my God.
But you know what?
God.
Chick is really, the thing about
I'd
that
like
is.
I'd like to put a hardwood floor down.
No, that's not true. No. You know, but I would say it, but that's the thing about guys is that girls, like, the minute it pops into their brain, they'll go, you know what we should do? And then guys are like, how are we going to get this done? And girls are like, no, we're just still, I'm still Pinteresting. I'm still Googling. Like, we are not even in the stages of actually committing to this.
It took me a long time to get to the, sometimes women just want to hear, wow, that really sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry about that. Instead of, okay, here's what we'll do to fix that.
Right.
I know, but now it's come to the point where he'll say, wow, that sucks. I'm sorry. And I'll go, no, motherfucker, fix this now.
Yeah.
Fix it.
The trick is finding out when when she wants to be active and when it just wants to lay back.
Yeah, I've been in a relationship where it's like, you know what we should do? And it's, please say double suicide. Please say double suicide. drywall. Ah, not double suicide. Okay.
Come on,
that's
double
gonna
suicide.
That's
going to
take a lot more time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should end the podcast on double suicide. Do you want to do that?
That was a really great joke. You should take...
It only took an hour.
Take out the hunk with the panties and put that in.
Yeah. Oh, the panties joke. It'll never work.
Why aren't you on stage more often? What's your problem? When are you? When
he's always doing
stage?
Podcasts.
You
know,
the answer is right in front of your face.
JeffBibbert.com.
I asked him the same question last week.
JeffBibbert.com. Check out that podcast.
No, answer the question.
What? I sell t-shirts for a living.
When do I get to be on the podcast again? Because I feel like Chick hijacked my first appearance.
I hijacked it? What do you mean? Oh, well, I was on by myself. That's true.
And then I was not on by myself.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's the true. Best was, it was Jess sitting there and Chick was sitting next to, like, a lawyer, like, you can say that. Yeah,
don't say that. Don't say anything about that.
But, like, there, we'd say something and Chick would be like, Chick, talk. And be like, I can't talk. This isn't my thing. But he was there.
Yeah.
No.
Not have him respond. Yeah.
I feel like, or I felt like, I guess, it was just, like, a lot for you guys. Why would you be on... The very successful Jeff Bibbert podcast.
Because I never get to be a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, no, yeah, anytime.
Your podcast is the only guest I've been, and then maybe that like crack, crack, boom, boom, bang thing.
This Dynamite Party Hour.
Oh.
Podcast.
Exact same thing. Crack, crack, boom, boom, Dynamite Party Hour. Let's not promote other podcasts on this thing,
that,
all right?
Is that shrimp? Is that what that is?
JeffBibbert.com.
JeffBibbert.com.
No, why haven't you been on stage, Jeff? That's what Chick asked.
And if somebody wants to book you to MC or middle, or maybe headline, I don't know.
JeffEbert.com is where you can reach me. But no, I've been doing podcasts a lot. And I've been focusing on that. But okay, so February 19th, I got a sweet baby girl, little Nora Jones, and I literally cleared my schedule for the next 3 months just so I could raise her and train her and be with my little.
Did
fur
you
baby.
Know that in parts of Europe they're giving like dog.
Paternity.
Paternity.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Leave.
What?
Yeah.
That's an outrage.
No, really.
Honestly, it was some of the most stressful 3 months. I was waking up every 3 hours and taking her out.
Mm-hmm. They are like babies.
Cleaning up poop and vomit and pee.
Sometimes in your bed.
Sometimes in my bed. Mm-hmm. Little Nora Jones shit in my bed. She vomited in my bed.
Hence the saying, well, shit the bed.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. I say that a lot at our house. Mm-hmm. Shit the bed. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was at a party on Saturday night, and a second grader told me to watch your mouth. That's what she said to me. I said, watch your mouth.
What'd you say?
I said all of them.
Oh.
The biggest one, because if I get going, then it's...
I just told a neighbor girl to go home yesterday, and I grabbed her arm, and I said, go home.
Was she rude?
She scared my elderly cat. She got in his face and went, and he took off. Wait, he never minute. Leaves. Wait, and I said, Jason, go home.
And Jason went all old white guy on her.
Wait, oh, I know the little kid.
Wait a minute.
I'm very.
This is Clint Eastwood Gran Torino.
Yes.
So this little girl came over to play with your youngest daughter.
No. She just was over here bugging me. She was just in my house bugging
me. She is not connected to either of his daughters. No, that's common.
How old is she? She's
too young.
8.
Yeah.
9, maybe.
So why did...
That's way younger than
she lives across the street.
Why do her mom and dad let her wander the neighborhood
she's
like that?
She's a wanderer.
Because apparently
she's a wanderer. No, I love her. Her parents I love. Yeah. I love her parents.
Now that happens a lot. Good parents, shitty
kids. So the little girl went up to the cat and
bah. Yeah, she got in his face.
That's some Jeffrey Dahmer shit right there.
He's half shaved because he had mats all over him. He got shaved last week.
Is this the is this
Oliver,
the cookie tray shitter?
Yes, this is the I've got three different places to poo. Four actually.
How old is Oliver?
Oliver will be 18.
You know what's
in November.
Great about this is that Jason is the most level-headed, reasonable.
Oh, I snap.
Could you imagine?
Most calm person I know.
Snap.
And he so this cat is 18 years old, has four
is
different
really?
Places to shit.
Did you say 18?
Yeah, he's 18. he's almost 18.
Oh my god! Yeah.
How many? He's actually very healthy and and gets around pretty well.
How long have
well
you been married?
21 in June.
Okay. Is this the only cat you and
yeah, no,
Ellie
Maggie
have had
Maggie passed away his little sister passed away last August.
Okay.
And that's the reason she took care of him.
Oh.
I swear she licked him and made him pretty.
Oh, and groomed
and
him.
And then she got blind and he got worse. He got worse and then she died and then he just looked He fell apart.
So I'm kind of surprised he hasn't died from a broken heart yet.
Yeah, he meows a lot. He wants a lot of attention. All he wants is he wants you to. He just looks and meows at you, and he wants you to rub his head. That's all he wants.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad, but he's a
Do
sweet.
Do you bathe cats? You don't.
Yeah,
bathe.
We need. He needs a bath. He's getting a bath in about a month, probably.
Oh,
we got to let him shed. He's got to shed a bit to get the hair because it's now starting to get warm.
I can't believe we sat and talked like this for this long, and we just got to this part of Jason's
Sorry.
Life.
And you said, did she go home?
Yes.
Was she scared?
Well, here's what. Here, I'll give you the here. Simple. This. She came in bugging me to begin with, demanding me. My wife and her mom were walking. They just went for a walk. Can you call Leah and see where they're at? And I'm like, no, they're walking. Well, I want to know where they're at. Like, is there an emergency? Yeah. No. So whatever. So then Oliver comes into the picture. He gets up on his little stool, and then she, you know, makes this noise, scares the crap out of him. I said, go home. And she sticks the tongue out at me. That's when I grabbed the arm, and I said, go home. I mean, I grabbed it for 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, go home.
And she went home.
Yes.
I don't think she's going to be back for a little while.
She's a little bit of a turd. She's a good kid, but she can be a little bit of a turd.
Is she the youngest child?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know all about it.
Yeah. Should have cut her tongue out.
Should have grabbed her by a tongue. Me, yeah. Listen here, you little shit.
I want to know what.
That would send a message.
I want to know what she told her dad. That's what I want to know.
That's all
her dad and I are very close. And,
what would her dad say?
He
that
probably,
was deserving?
Yeah. He
now,
would
is her dad one of this euchre crowd that
no.
I wasn't invited to?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, Gordon is his name. He'd be fun to have in here. He's a hoot.
Really?
He's a hoot. Yeah. He's super. He's a cat.
I'm leery of anybody that's referred to as a.
Yeah. So that's,
yeah. No. I probably didn't sell it very well.
He's a real card. You'll love him.
Who do I think of?
Motorcycles
I think of,
back.
I think of your ex friend when you say like a hoot.
Ex friend. Am I supposed to assign a name to that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Rob the Nut. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
I think of him when
he's
somebody says
else.
A hoot.
What?
I think he's like
he makes his own silencers. Guy like that.
Yeah. Like he's like he's
love
like
him.
Yeah. Like X rated hoot.
We need to take him on the camping trip.
No. No. Mm-mm.
We're not camping.
Oh. Okay.
We're not. We're in
you
an
guys,
RV
I
though, right?
Really? Because okay, I don't know if you guys know. Two of my favorite things to do are sleep. And drive. Favorite thing to do is
time.
To sleep and ride at the same time. Yeah. Not drive. I never like to drive. Ride and
sure,
sleep.
Sure, sure.
I love to nap in a car.
I've seen you do it.
Oh, it's my favorite.
You would sleep across the country. You'd be up all night.
I would sleep across the country. You know how people run across the country? Could I raise money and sleep across the country?
You can get pledge hours? How many?
Pledge hours? I would
divide. If that actually got legitimate press.
I got 8 hours.
That would be...
That's I feel like that's
I got 8 hours in last night.
I feel like that's
night.
An onion headline.
Yeah, oh gosh, yes, yeah. That is.
Area mom sleeps across the country.
I would do that.
How much? I mean, what? I mean, you never know. People might give you a lot of money. I'm thinking, oh, what? You raised $25, but no, people might give you.
You know what? In all honesty, if you would think for just a second, and I'm not, and I'm just saying, here's my situation. I've had a foster son for the last 6 months. I have a daughter with a special need. I would happily sleep across the country for 10 days.
That would be our tour. I think that would be our Sleep Across America tour.
Sleep Across America tour.
She can sleep. We punch each other in the arm and eat jerky together.
I'll be driving. I'll drive.
Yeah.
until I fall asleep at the wheel. No, that would
no. I, yeah, Jeff, Chick and I would drive. That's easy. Yeah. Jeff, you just.
I'm the one who drove
us
to Springfield, Missouri, and back the same day.
You think you're nuts? That was dumb. Do you think that we could? Think we could call what's his name? The Raper. What is his name?
Tom Raper.
Tom Raper RV.
I don't know if he's still around.
I
don't think he's known
as the Raper.
As the
you know what? You've Raper. Got. You're going to have a lot of edits. I think you are.
Do you think? But no, Tom Raper used to be on the South Side. Tom Raper RV.
Greenwood.
But he was mainly out of Richmond. Bird's. His big one's out in Richmond.
We spent so many Thanksgivings
at Jonathan Bird's.
Every Thanksgiving.
We need to talk about that because how do you guys feel about a joint? Like the four of
you
our families
marijuana
coming together.
At Thanksgiving?
No, we would do that too before our families got here. But what if we did a all together? What do you guys do on Thanksgiving?
I'm always in South Bend.
Oh, that's right. You are. What do you do? Do you hang out?
But that's
the
thing. We could do a post Thanksgiving Thanksgiving with.
Well, see, I know a lot of families that like celebrate Saturday after.
Yeah, my family always did Sunday.
You do Sunday
down in Kentucky. Yep.
Oh. We should do something.
All right, we'll discuss that
Thanksgiving
in October.
Thanksgiving is my Super Bowl. I'm ready.
Thanksgiving is your... Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to play this.
But wait, I got one more story. Wait.
But before Thanksgiving is my birthday.
I didn't really have a story. I just wanted to be difficult. I'm sorry.
Next podcast live from Carb Day.
But wait, I got one more story.
Not live, but...
Yeah, we're going to figure that out. We can have a show inside the show.
Well, after
the
we're going to Snapchat.
Or inside the show.
We're going to Snapchat and Periscope.
Are we riding together?
The podcast. We are.
You're not riding with anyone.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Parking's going to be dicey, but we'll get it done. It's all changed. I'll tell you here in a minute. That's what I said. Thanks for listening to the Off the Air podcast. That's Jess. That's Jeff. That's Jason. I'm Chick.